abortion bills or anti-abortion bills of any state that's ever even attempted to pass them. Then there is, I believe it would go Oklahoma, Alabama, Louisiana. So remember that. I'll keep you updated on this. The Love Life Constitutional Amendment will prayer, hopefully, God willing, become a part of the Constitution of the state of Louisiana. By the by, remember our friend Patricia Rucker from West Virginia? That's what they put into the West Virginia Constitution, folks. And it passed, overwhelmingly it passed in West Virginia. And West Virginia is a Democrat state, even though Trump won it. And that was Patricia's first legislative term. Now, may I add one more thing to this? All you that are Crusader Knights of the Most Holy Rosary and have gone to MikeChurch.com, it's still on the front page. It's under the menu now, too, under Catholicism. You could go to the page, name and email address. When the Senate passes this, we know the governor is going to say, yep, and is going to send it for ratification for the next election cycle. And Louisiana is going to pass the Love Life Amendment. We're going to have it inserted. It's going to become part of our Constitution. Remember that part of the universal intentions that I wrote and asked all of you to, if you become a Crusader Knight of the Most Holy Rosary. By the confraternity is free. I have not asked anyone for a dime. I haven't even sent an email. I haven't bugged anyone about one part of it. But I know that some of you, five or six of you, have crusaded together with me every day on your holy rosaries. What's our first intention, folks? To bring about an end to legal protections for abortion, contraception, pornography, and sodomy by softening the hearts and moving the wills to action of those that have the legal and legislative authority to do so. West Virginia, after the Crusader Night Prayer. Louisiana, after the Crusader Night Prayer. Don't ever think that our prayer warrior and crusading does not have an effect. You can see written all over this bipartisan Love Life Amendment here in Louisiana and the one in West Virginia that people's hearts were softened. Their wills were moved into action. Even the governor, who's a Democrat, is out there saying, it's personal to me. I'll sign it. I'll send it to the people to vote. Telephone number, if you'd like to call the program, 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. By the by, it's a good question Donna Sue has in the Information Super Center. So we flirted with this idea about a year ago. And between Mrs. O'Connell yelling at me and Shannon yelling at me, you can't call us maids. I said, why not? Because somebody suggested maids of the Holy Rosary. None of us are maids, Mike. We're not. There's no Joan of Arcs here. Okay. So, ladies, you just join as Crusader Knights. You just take the title. Don't worry about it. Because there's no female, male. In this instance, and you're a prayer warrior, yes, you can be a female. So I hope that has not deterred some from going like, because Mrs. O'Connell is a Crusader Knight. Okay. And if you want a headline that just drives the evil of the cult of death home. Headline. Dutch mothers can now register their aborted babies as persons, helping the grieving process. I have a better idea. Why don't we just not kill the babies to begin with? That way you won't have to grieve over it. Now, if you have a miscarriage, and there are many women that do, I don't want to relive any recent bad memories, but there are people that you know on this show and other shows that recently have had miscarriages, well, that you do grieve over that. But you give them a, if it's possible, if they survived at all, you rush the priest there and you get a baptism done. But the aborted babies, why don't we just stop killing them, okay? And not worry about what Biden, Buttigieg, and AOC crave.